There are days when I don't go into my backyard because I can still smell oil.
Red Butte Creek runs just behind Annie Payne's backyard on Yellcrest Avenue. She says she still won't let her kids play in the creek like they used to, and she continually finds dead birds in her backyard. She adds, when the creek is running low, you can still find oil on the underside of rocks in the creek bed.
My first fear is that they're not going to clean up their mess, and my second fear is that that pipeline has not been remedied. It's the same pipeline that's leaked twice in less than a year. It's going to go again.
Payne doesn't think Chevron spent a fraction of the time, energy, or money cleaning up the creek as it did on Liberty Lake. She and her two kids walk around back to look at the creek, which is high and flowing rapidly. She says she's surprised that the creek is open and points to a dirty boom strung from one end of the creek to the other.
You can see the boom's not doing its job right now. The boom's supposed to be right on the surface of the water, but because the high water, it's obviously underwater. And when it gets that full of debris and oil, it's just like a paper towel. It will absorb so much.
Lisa Long lives on the opposite side of the creek. She says Chevron has been portrayed as doing a great job cleaning up the mess, but she has a hard time feeling that way.
When you go to the meetings and you're there for 3 hours, you hear the stories of people who got sick. Babies, children, 12-year-old that went temporarily blind. It affected my hands because of the toxins, according to my doctor, but we can't prove it.
Like Payne, she says she's also experienced dead birds and even rats coming up from the creek to her property. Long says she thought about moving, but loves where she lives, despite Chevron's mess.
I felt like we basically weren't really listened to, but no, it's not cleaned up. Mother Nature's probably doing more than Chevron did right now, but I'll never go into the water again.
Art Raymond, spokesman for Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, says the city tried to be sensitive to any underlying message that may have gone out with the celebration of the Liberty Lake cleanup over the weekend.
We felt it was worthwhile to hold a ribbon cutting and sort of officially acknowledge the reopening of the lake. There are several areas we're aware of right now that we know have not been sufficiently cleaned up. Those areas are very much on Chevron's radar, and we will continue to hold them accountable.
Chevron says it spent $2.5 million on the Liberty Lake cleanup. Raymond notes the company has likely spent a comparable amount or more elsewhere in cleanup efforts, including Red Butte Creek. Chevron did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.